All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Friday Style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the weekend weather scale on the way. Plus, we'll check in from Larry Kirby from LZM. And also, coming up, Alec Naiman and What's Cooking. Mm. That's all straight ahead this hour. Plus, add goggles or eye shields to your safety equipment as you go out, not just mask. We'll have the latest from Fauci talking about the next thing. So I'm thinking I'm going to go to the straight helmet.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest thing to do.
Full helmet with the breathing apparatus on it, like a space suit.
Yeah. It would be the safest thing, I would say.
Yeah, that's
maybe not the easiest thing to walk around in, but
might be a little warm.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit warm, but we'll talk about that coming up. Start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and back here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, and according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, nationally we're now nearing 4.5 million total cases of coronavirus, and there have been over 144,000 that have died due to the virus in America. Yesterday we added nearly 70,000 new cases, but the seven-day average dropped to right around 64,000 cases per day. That's right around what we were averaging 2 weeks ago, so it appears we're on the at least another, maybe hopefully more than temporary, downslope. The seven-day average for testing is at an all-time high now of 820,000 per day, so that puts America at right around a 7.7% total positivity rate. That number has been dropping steadily over the last week. There were 1,529 deaths added yesterday. We're now averaging over 1,000 deaths per day over the last week. That's the highest that it's been since May 25th. Now, Sean, just 25 days ago in America, we were only averaging 478 deaths per day, so that's more than doubled within the last month, and hopefully with the recent decrease in new cases and hospitalizations, we start to see the number of deaths dropping again. With testing, we now have nearly 55 million total tests that have been reported nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 83,495 confirmed cases and 1,516 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were 1,923 cases added. Seven-day average has dropped to right around 1,500 cases per day, and we're averaging around 8,500 tests per day. That's an 18% positivity rate for the state, much, much higher than the national average of 7.7%. Also, 27 deaths reported for our state yesterday. Seven-day average has dropped by 4 since Monday to 23 deaths per day. Locally, Mobile County added the second most new cases in the state behind Jefferson County yesterday, 196 new cases for Mobile and one new death, bringing the total to 7,879 cases of coronavirus with 181 that have died. Baldwin County added the third most new cases in the state with 119. Fortunately, they added 0 deaths in Baldwin County. Their totals now stand at 2,984 cases with 20 deaths. Washington County, 296 cases with 10 that have died. Clark County, 469 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 376 cases of coronavirus with 3 deaths. Kanawha County, 354 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County, 909 cases with 15 deaths. Choctaw County, 265 cases with 12 deaths. And in Wilcox County, 395 cases with 9 deaths. And looking at the charts nationally, we're seeing we're on the downslope now from our second peak of new cases and hospitalizations, while deaths continue to rise in America. And it's a bit of the same for Alabama, although the Alabama Department of Public Health, who tracks all this, have had some IT issues and haven't been able to keep up with the number of tests that have been performed. But it seems that we're on the downslope of new cases in Alabama, while the daily number of deaths has risen to a new high this week.
All right, Dalton, with that update, we appreciate it. And yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci was talking masks.
If you look at all the meta-analysis studies, a clear-cut indication that that has an effect in preventing you from infecting someone, and in some respects, in protecting you from being infected.
Okay. Also suggesting yesterday, Americans should consider wearing goggles or a face shield in order to prevent spreading or catching COVID-19. So in this conversation, he said, if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. When asked if we're going to get to a point where eye protection is recommended, they talked to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and they said it might if you really want perfect protection from mucosal surfaces.
Mm.
Mucosal surfaces. Add that to your lexicon. Maybe now that it's the masks are in, the next thing's going to be is goggles. I don't know if it's like ski goggles or swim goggles or one of those plastic face shields or something like that.
Well, I don't know what the humidity is like in Washington, D.C., but you wear goggles and leave a building here in South Alabama, you're going to get some fog pretty much immediately. But if I do see someone driving around with goggles on, I'm staying off the road. It's over for me. If someone's driving around and wearing goggles, you can bet I'm going to be staying at home.
And I still see a lot of folks that, and maybe they forget, but by themselves in their cars with their masks on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're by yourself, y'all, you can unmask.
Yeah.
Maybe people just forget they have it on or something.
I think it's a real possibility.
I saw it yesterday again. Also, U.S. government will pay $2 billion to Sanofi S.A. and GlaxoSmithKline for COVID-19 vaccines to cover 50 million people and underwriting the drug maker's testing and manufacturing. Elizabeth Cohen from Westwood One reporting it marks the largest award yet in the administration's Operation Warp Speed vaccine effort.
This is just another vaccine, one more to add to the list that Operation Warp Speed is funding, and many of them are being funded to this tune of billions of dollars. There are two that are already in phase three trials. That's the final round of trials before, hopefully, review of data and approval. That's Moderna and Pfizer. AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Novavax also getting Operation Warp Speed funding. Those are expected to begin phase three by September.
Of course, the other part of this question is, would you take the vaccine? And that's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. If available, would you get a vaccination for COVID-19? Right now, 67% of y'all saying no. You can vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. All right, coming up in sports.
Well, the SEC's made it official. They're going to a conference-only schedule for football this fall. Also last night, the return of the NBA and a massive Alabama fan, Harvey Updike, passed away yesterday. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
All right, news headlines from WKRG next.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belfort, just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumor's Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Good morning, 716 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The SEC has joined the Big Ten and the Pac-12 in scheduling conference-only football games this fall. The announcement came after the university presidents met on Thursday afternoon and approved the new plan. The first games will be scheduled for September 26th. That's 3 weeks later than the season was originally supposed to open. Teams in the SEC normally play 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games during the season. Now, with a 10-game schedule, the league will have to decide how to schedule the 2 additional conference games per team. ESPN has reported there are currently two proposals to use the rotating cross-divisional opponents that were scheduled for 2021 and 2022's seasons, or make a ranking system and decide the opponents based on the strength of their schedules. The conference championship game in Atlanta will be moved back by 2 weeks to December 19th. That will allow for each team to have a midseason bye week and give all teams off on December 12th in case of postponed games. The league said that it will announce the full schedule at a later date. Yesterday's announcement came one day after the ACC said that their teams would play 11 games this season, with 10 conference games and one non-conference game. The Big Ten and Pac-12 were the first to announce that they'll play conference-only schedules, so that leaves the Big 12 as the only Power 5 conference yet to announce their plan. Now, with the SEC's decision, we will not see some of the longtime rivals play each other this season, like Florida, Florida State, Clemson versus South Carolina, Kentucky, Louisville, and Georgia versus Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs and Yellow Jackets have played every single year since 1925. But the smaller schools lose out on this too. University of South Alabama was scheduled to make a nice payday by traveling to play against Florida in week 3 of the upcoming season. And Troy was set to play in Knoxville against the Vols. AL.com's Craig Stevenson reports that the Sun Belt Conference athletic directors are set to virtually meet about their scheduling options later this morning. Last night was night one of the NBA's return to the 2020 season. The New Orleans Pelicans lost to the Utah Jazz 106-104 after Jazz center Rudy Gobert made two free throws with 6 seconds to play, and Pelicans forward Brandon Ingram missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. Gobert scored the first and last buckets of the night. He was the player whose positive coronavirus case back in March caused the NBA to postpone the season and began a domino effect of other sports making the same decision. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson scored 13 points, but only played 15 minutes, about half the amount of the other starters. Following that game, the LA Lakers beat the LA Clippers 103-101, with LeBron James scoring the go-ahead layup with 13 seconds left.
4 seconds.
Some nice piped-in crowd noise there with no fans in attendance. Paul George had 30 points and Kawhi Leonard scored 28 for the Clippers. The Lakers' Anthony Davis led all players with 34 in the win. In baseball news, one more Miami Marlins player has tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total number of positives on the team to 19. And the Philadelphia Phillies canceled their upcoming weekend series against the Blue Jays after a member of the coaching staff and a clubhouse staff member tested positive. The team added that none of their players have tested positive, and neither team has played since wrapping up a 3-game series against each other on Sunday. They've postponed 7 games so far for each team. In yesterday's games, the Braves got a great night out of starting pitcher Max Fried in a 2-1 win over Tampa. Fried pitched into the 6th inning, allowed only one run. Tonight, the Braves begin another 4-game series against the Mets. This time, they'll play in Atlanta. The Dodgers won their third in a row with a 6-3 win over Arizona. The Nationals beat the Blue Jays 6-4. The Yankees got the win over Baltimore 8-6. And Boston beat the Mets 4-2. Hardcore Alabama fan Harvey Updike, who was convicted of poisoning Toomer's Oaks in Auburn back in 2010, passed away on Thursday at the age of 71. Updike reportedly died of natural causes. 720 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a look at the tropics plus the weekend weather scale. That's happening. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Pierce Law Firm.com traffic center. Mobile Police Department tell us a pedestrian's been struck at South Sage Avenue between Imogene and Rawson Road. A lot of emergency vehicles are there, so avoid the area if you can. I-10 eastbound, westbound lane's going to be slow. Also 90 near Bellingraph, so watch your speed in those areas. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. They've recently added over 150 new items. Find them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And you're talking sports cars this morning, Larry.
Absolutely. Luxury sport cars. We've got a 2015 Toyota BMW 335i with only 50,000 miles. We also traded in a 13 Cadillac ATS with only 50,000 miles. And a 2015 Jaguar XF sedan with only 60,000 miles. So all three are great, and all three of them are going to get close to that 30 miles per gallon.
Pretty fantastic when you talk about sports car and you talk about gas efficiency as well. Let's talk about financing options now. How are they looking?
Especially on these vehicles, because of what they are and the mileage, you can get extended terms at really low rates.
All right. And you've pointed out over time, people say, what does a percentage point or two matter? It matters big time with real money.
Absolutely. It can matter up to thousands of dollars over the length of the contract.
All right. Give us directions to come check out all the inventory at LCM.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Hey, we're just about 10 minutes away from checking in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Talk about the latest on Isaias. Yes, that storm. We're going to talk to him about that. Also get our weekend weather scale and the forecast for the weekend. And this story I talked about yesterday on Midday Mobile, and it's on our Facebook page, is melting it down on Facebook. And we, by the way, if you've been listening to the station, this guy's story is not new, because about a month and a half ago, we told you first about Jesse Goldberg, PhD,
mm-hmm.
new lecturer hired on at Auburn, who would not say War Eagle.
Right, yeah. Before he was even, before he taught his first class, he said, "I know it's just a mascot, but I'm never going to be able to call myself a War Eagle or say go War Eagles. Sorry."
Yes. Yes, you're right. Call himself a War Eagle.
Yeah. Or say go War Eagles.
Oh my gosh. This guy, clueless.
I don't think he knows what he's getting into.
He went on to say back then, "I can't bring myself to enthusiastically and sincerely use a slogan, greeting, cultural signal with war as a primary descriptor. Yeah, I know I'm being a party pooper, but it's that kind of language that sticks with me." End quote. Okay, so that's where he started off as. And by the way, this from Yellowhammer News, Goldberg's Twitter bio reads, "He's a lecturer at Auburn U, Black Studies, Critical Prison Studies, Queer Theory, American Literature, Abolitionist, and Martial Artist."
Yeah.
But he didn't like war. "Views are mine. He, him, his." I guess he gives us his pronouns. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that sets it up. And then, there's this. This happened earlier this week. Goldberg was back on Twitter, and he put this out. "Blank every single cop. F word, blank every single cop. Every single one. The only ethical choice for any cop to make at this point is to refuse to do their job and quit. The police do not protect people. They protect capital. They are instruments of violence on behalf of capital." Well, the tweet came as a response to a post by the ACLU claiming that a protester in New York City was abducted by law enforcement officers. NYPD has publicly explained the protester was actually arrested on open warrants by a plainclothes officer. Goldberg, in his tweet, asserted that the arrest was actually kidnapping. Goldberg's tweet has since been deleted, and his account has been set to private. Probably should have been done a long time ago. But a screenshot of the tweet is available, and we have it linked through on our Facebook page. In a statement to Yellowhammer News on Thursday afternoon, a spokesperson for Auburn University reacted to Goldberg's tweet and said, "We find Mr. Goldberg's comments inexcusable and completely counter to Auburn values. Hate speech of any kind is simply wrong." That from Brian Keeter, University's Executive Director of Public Affairs, who went on to say, "Auburn is fully committed to the fundamental right of free speech, but we do not support hateful words or actions that degrade, disrespect, or exclude. Especially during these difficult times in our nation, it's vital that we reject crude stereotypes and work together to foster mutual understanding and respect within our communities. Auburn officials are considering options available to the university." End quote.
And this guy hasn't taught class one.
Nope, not lecture one. So he doesn't have any tenure, and maybe somebody understands the university system better than I, but without his tenure or anything, shouldn't he? I mean, it looks like the commentary on the Facebook page, other than whipping his butt, there's a lot of people asking why he hasn't been fired. And I think that's a question, why he hadn't been handed the cardboard box and said, "Gather your belongings and go."
Yeah, there's probably several universities where that tweet wouldn't have even, you know, registered with some universities in the nation. But at Auburn University, with someone saying stuff like that, you know that's going to draw some eyes. I mean, I would assume that Auburn would be able to let this professor go if they haven't had him teach a class yet. But, you know, he said police don't protect people, they protect capital. Has he ever talked to anyone who's had a policeman come save the date? They've protected plenty of people.
People, right. Obviously, it's foolish. He also, in a separate Facebook post from last week, stated he's a supporter of prison and police abolition. Right, so numerous Facebook posts by Goldberg outlined that he literally wants to abolish the police and is opposed to more prevalent reforming or defunding movements. He just wants to get rid of them. So there's your lecturer at Auburn, maybe for a limited time. We'll see. 729 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll check headlines from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belforest just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumor's Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
While the pandemic surges, a hurricane is surging toward the east. Correspondent Randy Kay in Florida.
They're taking all the precautions they can. They've shut down all of the state-run testing sites for coronavirus. Here in Palm Beach County, they closed 8 of them. In Broward County, they closed 12. Miami-Dade, they closed 13. So 33 testing sites have closed in the hardest-hit counties here in the state of Florida. They took down the tents and the poles because they just cannot withstand these hurricane-force winds.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
We do anticipate it crossing through the Bahamas and making its way towards Florida. Now, whether or not it actually technically makes landfall, which, by the way, is defined as the center of the circulation having to cross over land, that's really going to be the question. However, I would like to point out Florida is not out of the way. We do still have the potential for a landfall in Florida over the next 48 hours.
The storm poses as threat as north as Maine. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. The pandemic is proving to be a boon for Facebook's user numbers, at least for now. Facebook says it had 2.7 billion monthly active users at the end of the June quarter, a 12% increase from the prior year. When factoring in all of Facebook's various apps, including Instagram and WhatsApp, the company topped 3 billion users for the first time. With more eyeballs, Facebook also saw revenue grow 11% to nearly $18.7 billion for the quarter. Even as the broader economy contracted, shares are up 6% in pre-market trading. Employers across the country are being sued by the families of workers who contend their loved ones contracted lethal cases of COVID-19 on the job, a new legal front that shows the risks of reopening workplaces. The Wall Street Journal says Walmart, Safeway, Tyson Foods, and some healthcare facilities have been sued for gross negligence and wrongful death. Workers who survived the virus are also suing to have medical bills and other damages paid out. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions, call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right, refreshing 80 as we get started on this Friday at our studios. What do we have on tap for today and the weekend ahead?
We do have a very warm day today. Yesterday we reached 89. We're going to be over 90 degrees today, possibly as high as 93. Should have plenty of sunshine, and that's thanks to a high pressure system over the right over the Gulf. And with all that sunshine, it'll allow that temperature to climb. Now there is just a very slight chance we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon, but again, very slight chance. Now tonight we'll be down into the mid 70s under partly cloudy skies. And then the weekend looks pretty good, with mostly sunny skies for Saturday. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the high will be in the low 90s. And then sunshine again on Sunday. A little better chance for a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and the high on Sunday in the low 90s. And then as we get into next week, Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny. And again, just a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and temperatures in the lower 90s.
All right, let's talk about the tropics and Isaias, or whatever we're calling that storm. What's the latest?
Right now, it's to the northwest of Haiti, and which means now is beginning to move into the Bahamas. It is a hurricane, and it has its highest winds of about 80 miles per hour, moving northwest at 17 miles an hour, which is a pretty good clip for a hurricane. And but it's going to spend today and tomorrow crossing the Bahamas and maintaining a northwestern track. That will bring it right up to the Florida coast, the east coast, on Sunday. And it will stay right offshore, very close to, and it may actually end up touching the east coast, but most of the projections now, we show it just a little bit off the coast. And then it'll move more to the north and move away from Florida, and head up to the Carolinas, and most likely will make landfall Monday night and or Tuesday morning in North Carolina. And then after that, it'll continue on a northeast track, which will take it off the New England coast during the Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So a long track for the storm. And right now it looks like the only landfall in the United States will be in North Carolina. The high pressure system over the Gulf should keep that storm well to the east of us. And so we're going to have some pretty good weather, although quite warm in the low 90s. But the hurricane will stay way to the east.
All right. I got to ask you as well, anything else you're watching in the tropics?
There's a couple of weak disturbances, one about halfway between the Caribbean and Africa. Don't expect much with that one. There's another organized tropical wave that's near the African coast, and right now it doesn't appear there's anything to worry about as far as that system's concerned. But right now, looking pretty good for the weekend.
All right, and speaking of which, you got a lot coming up on this weekend. I know the Conde Cavaliers have their Mardi Gras fishing rodeo going on, a lot of activities going on outside this weekend, so it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, as I mentioned, we should have plenty of sunshine this weekend. And there is a chance for some rain, a very slight chance Saturday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday. But putting that all together, I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8820.
Wow, pretty heady stuff compared to where we've been as of late. The 1.8
right?
is a good neighborhood to be in.
Yeah, and if we didn't have the rain, we would be in the 1.9 category, but we're pretty close to it.
All right. Well, it sounds good, Dr. Bill. We appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with forecast and, of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up. Dalton's got more in sports, and Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Advertising. It's how you encourage people to buy your products, services, or ideas. Imagine being handed a microphone to speak in front of a stadium of 30,000 people. What would you say about your business? FM Talk 106.5 can put you in front of that audience. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can create an effective advertising campaign. Our listeners are eager for information, trust our station, and prefer to patronize local businesses like yours. Call me at 445-7249, and let's talk about how FM Talk 106.5 can help increase your business.
For the Lona CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department do have a pedestrian struck at South Sage Avenue between Imogene and Ralston Road. The few other accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadway. Still looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway in Tillman's Corner, 90 Halls Mill, Range Lion, Theodore Dawes Road, all looking good so far this morning. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner this weekend. Pork chops, roast beef, the meatloaf and shrimp dinners, and what they're known for, all the free pass arounds, including all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch in Foley. It's Lambert's Cafe, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:41, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Text lines popping at 343-0106. Coronavirus news story here. I saw this one, it was interesting, from the New Zealand Herald. Okay, so headline here. COVID-19 coronavirus, Americans visit Immigration New Zealand website every 30 seconds. Tens of thousands consider shift to virus-free New Zealand. More than 250,000 Americans have investigated whether they qualified to move to New Zealand since the coronavirus pandemic took hold this year. Hundreds of thousands of foreigners from other countries are also inquiring about living here or applying for residency as the deadly pandemic sweeps the globe. So remember, this is coming from New Zealand, their perspective. I said, with international death rates steadily climbing, our Pacific Island nation is quickly becoming an attractive haven to live. A Kiwi demographics expert said the spike in interest from the United States citizens reflects a failure of American political and public health system and a disillusionment with the leadership of the United States. Massey University's distinguished professor Paul Spoonley said the pattern was likely to accelerate as the situation deteriorates overseas. Said middle-class professional America is saying, well, where do we go for our own safety and the safety of our families? End quote. Pandemic so far has infected nearly 4.5 million Americans, claimed 151,000 U.S. lives. New Zealand has 23 active cases.
Wow.
All managed in isolation and has recorded 22 deaths. Last month, it says 112,800 more Americans visited Immigration New Zealand website compared with the same time last year, 160% spike.
That's unbelievable. But, you know, this virus is coming for everyone. There's been story after story of, oh, look how great Japan is doing. Look how great Italy is doing now after that initial. And then it just, you know, they don't talk about it later, but Japan just yesterday crossed 1,000 cases again. So all these countries are doing their own different things to try to at least mitigate this virus or keep it off their shores completely. And it seems like time after time, it comes for you anyway.
Well, but I mean, you at least have an advantage if you're there in New Zealand and you know, I mean, I don't know if they're, what kind of bans they put on. They probably, you know, for traveling in from outside the country to come in. But I mean, we're talking about, they got 22 cases. Now, they're not populous like we are as a country, but an island nation, you'd be like, well, we're good right now, don't need anybody else in here. And Americans are going, hey, maybe can you let us in, and they may say no. So there you go. So if you're checking, if you're one of the people out there checking New Zealand's immigration website, your stats are counted here in the story from the New Zealand Herald. All right, 744 FM Talk 106.5 Sports with Dalton on the way, and headlines from WKRG next.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. Tech Solution LLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at Tech Solution LLC.biz or on Facebook. That's Tech Solution LLC.biz.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belfort just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumors Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
746 FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The SEC has joined the Big Ten and the Pac-12 in scheduling conference-only football games this fall. The announcement came after the university presidents met on Thursday afternoon and approved the new plan. The first game is now scheduled for September 26th. That's 3 weeks later than originally scheduled. Teams in the SEC usually play 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games during the season. Now with a 10-game schedule, the league will have to decide how to schedule the 2 additional conference games per team. ESPN has reported there are currently 2 proposals to use the rotating cross-divisional opponents that were scheduled for the 2021 and 22 seasons, or make a ranking system and decide the opponents based on the strength of the schedules. The conference championship game in Atlanta will be moved back by 2 weeks to December 19th. That will allow for each team to have a midseason bye week and give all teams off on December 12th in case of postponed games. The league said it will announce the full schedule at a later date. Now, yesterday's announcement came one day after the ACC said that their teams would play 11 games this year, with 10 conference games and 1 non-conference game. The Big Ten and Pac-12 were the first to announce that they will play conference-only schedules, and that leaves the Big 12 as the only Power 5 conference yet to announce their plan. With the SEC's decision, we will not see some of the longtime rivals play each other this season, like Florida, Florida State, Clemson versus South Carolina, Kentucky, Louisville, and Georgia versus Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs and Yellow Jackets have played every single year since 1925. But the smaller schools lose out on this too. The University of South Alabama was scheduled to make a nice payday by traveling to play against Florida in week 3 of the upcoming season. And Troy was set to play in Knoxville against the Vols. AL.com's Craig Stevenson reports that the Sun Belt Conference athletic directors are set to meet virtually this morning about their scheduling options. Last night was night 1 of the NBA's return to the 2020 season. The New Orleans Pelicans lost to the Utah Jazz 106-104 after Jazz center Rudy Gobert made 2 free throws with 6 seconds to play, and Pelicans forward Brandon Ingram missed a 3-pointer at the buzzer. Gobert scored the first and last buckets of the night, and he was the player whose positive coronavirus case back in March caused the NBA to postpone the season and began a domino effect of other sports making the same decision. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson scored 13 points, but he only played 15 minutes. That was about half the amount of the other starters. Following that game, the LA Lakers beat the LA Clippers 103-101, with LeBron James scoring the go-ahead layup with 13 seconds left. Paul George had 30 points, and Kawhi Leonard scored 28 for the Clippers. The Lakers' Anthony Davis led all players with 34 in the win. In baseball news, one more Miami Marlins player has tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of positives on the team to 19. And the Philadelphia Phillies canceled their upcoming weekend series against the Blue Jays after a member of the coaching staff and a clubhouse staff member tested positive. The team added that none of their players have tested positive. Neither team has played since wrapping up a 3-game series against each other on Sunday. They've postponed 7 games so far for each team. In yesterday's games, the Braves got a great night out of starting pitcher Max Fried in a 2-1 win over Tampa. Fried pitched into the 6th inning and allowed only 1 run. Tonight, the Braves will begin another 4-game series against the Mets. This time, they'll play in Atlanta. The Dodgers won their 3rd in a row with a 6-3 win over Arizona. The Nationals beat the Blue Jays 6-4. The Yankees got the win over Baltimore 8-6. And Boston beat the Mets 4-2. And hardcore Alabama fan Harvey Updike, who was convicted of poisoning Toomer's Oaks in Auburn back in 2010, passed away on Thursday at the age of 71. Updike reportedly died of natural causes. 10 minutes till 8, FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check, and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are, see if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
From the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clearing up accidents, including one where a pedestrian was struck at South Sage between Imogene and Ralston Road. Again, downtown looks good from the George Wallace to Bankhead tunnels. A lot of radar from Dolphin Island Parkway to Range Line, so watch your speed along I-10. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, any special occasions. See them online at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 7:53 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. It is a Friday. That's when we check in with our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Man, doing great, and it's always good to hear from you because we know the weekend's here and you got something for us to cook, and you got pork roast in the mix today. Let's talk about this.
Well, you know, I like a really nice bone-in, center-cut pork loin. I mean, I love with the bone in it, you know, and we're going to do it Tuscan style. People ask, well, what's Tuscan style? I said, well, it's a blend of, like, Italian seasonings. You know, it's a flavor that, you know, incorporates things like basil and oregano and garlic and fennel and rosemary, stuff like that. So, anyhow, I get me a nice 2-3 pound center cut bone in pork loin. Gives me several pork cut when I go to cut it. But anyhow, I just preheat the oven at about 350. I take it in between each bone. I make a little sliver and I put me a nice little clove of garlic, you know, in there. And then I season it with a little olive oil, and I rub it with some rosemary and oregano and some salt and pepper. And then I take a little white wine and I pour it over it, and a little lemon juice, and I pour it over it, and, you know, I chop up a little parsley and throw it down in there, and I like that flavor. And then I just stick it in the oven and let it roast for a while, and when I take it out, I cut it between the bones. Everybody gets a nice thick piece of pork loin there, but I love to gnaw on the bone too. That bone gives it that flavor coming out of that marrow there. It's really good stuff. So I call that my Tuscan style pork roast.
I'm just still picturing you gnawing on the bone.
Yeah.
Like, Alec, come on.
Yes,
get rogue. Stop. Hey, you know what's even better is having y'all prepare this or the other hundreds of recipes y'all have at Naiman's Catering for us. Let's talk about that. If somebody wants to get items for the weekend or they're planning a party coming up, talk to me about what y'all are doing at Naiman's Catering.
Well, we do. We have plenty of curbside menu options to pick from. People just call up and say, can I get 1 pound of chicken salad? Stuff like that. We don't match just for themselves personally. I say, why don't you get 2 pounds and share it with the rest of the family, you know? So we're doing anything. We've got sliced brisket. We've got beef tips and gravy. We've got baked Italian baked ziti and and things like that. We'll make you just about anything for you to pick up. We can give it to you hot and ready to eat, or you can make it where you heat it up yourself, you know. But one of the big things is I'm dusting off my tailgate menus. Look like we're going to play some football, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm all excited. That's my favorite time of the year, football season. And so I'm dusting off the tailgate menus. Got the corporate lunch program going. You know, some of the offices, some of our corporate accounts, retail accounts, they're doing a little employee appreciation, so we're taking lunches. You know, and some people are sponsoring different events where we're getting to feed some of the employees around the place. So if you're getting married, man, I'll do you in too. So call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. We're looking to have a good time. That's all it is to it. Party.
That is what y'all do so very well. Alec, as always, man, we appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys do the same, man. All right. Go, Jack.
All right, Alec Naiman. All right, absolutely. Alec Naiman and What's Cooking. Do it every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, hour number 3, and turning up your voice, our phone number, you got a lot to say, I can tell from the text line this morning, is 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll be right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belforest just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumor's Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430.